Pat Mayville.
The Minnesota legislature adjourned without reaching a deal on a bonding bill or a tax bill. As Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart reports, there could be another chance for a deal before the end of the year.
With the possibility of a third special session of the Minnesota legislature next month, Minnesota Corn Growers Association Senior Public Policy Director Amanda Billick is hopeful lawmakers can get Section 179 conformity across the finish line.
What would bring them back in is if Governor Walz decides to extend the peacetime emergency powers for another 30 days. The legislature does need to be in session for that, and so that would be in mid-August if he was going to do that. They also could come back earlier if they were to reach agreement on these other larger issues that is holding things up with the bonding and the tax bill. Right now, the minority party in the House is wanting to see some changes to the governor's authority under the peacetime emergency powers in order to talk about the bonding bill. There's also, I think, some outstanding disagreements when it comes to some of the projects that are included in the bonding bill.
Billick says there is still some work that needs to be done.
The Section 179 issue is so important for agriculture and for farmers across the state, in addition to small businesses and businesses of all sizes, that we really would urge legislative leaders to figure out how they can reach agreement on these issues and get this done for the people of Minnesota.
If Section 179 conformity cannot reach the finish line, Billick says several farm groups will continue pushing for the effort in the 2021 legislative session. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.
On a call.